Abstract number 21, femoral nerve block in a representative sample of elderly people with hip fracture, a randomized controlled trial by Unebi, published in Injury, July 2017. The reason the authors did this study was to determine whether preoperative femoral nerve blocks reduced acute pain and opioid use after hip fracture, including those patients often ignored in these studies, which are patients with dementia.
Hmm.
So a little background on this study. A recent 2017 Cochrane review and prior systematic reviews have demonstrated reductions in pain scores and opiate requirements in elderly patients when they receive these local nerve blocks. And demented patients and those with cognitive impairment often receive less analgesia than cognitively intact patients, which sucks. Where you can't express yourself, plus you're not getting your pain treated. And previous femoral nerve block trials have been small and have excluded demented patients. So that's what's new about this trial. This is a randomized controlled trial that was open label, non-blinded, that was done in Sweden. They basically looked at 250 patients that presented to one Swedish hospital from 2009 to 2011 with radiographically confirmed hip fractures. What's unique about this study is that almost 50% of these patients were demented, which is more representative of our true population of elderly patients that do slip and fall.
Right.
They excluded patients that had infections or previous vascular surgeries in the groin, which were contraindications. Patients were 70 years or older with hip fractures. They were randomized into one of two groups. They either got preoperative nerve blocks, a femoral nerve block, or they just got conventional pain medications. The primary outcome that the authors looked at was preoperative pain scores, a visual analog scale, 10 centimeters, at 2 hours, 6 hours, and 12 hours post-admission. And actually, the visual analog scale, one of the questions I had was, what happens when you ask somebody with dementia about a visual analog scale? Well,
that's why they get excluded in a lot of the other trials.
Exactly.
It's like this. It's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You exclude the patient with dementia because they can't, you know, you're not sure if they can really interpret the pain scores. And then if you include them, then we'll criticize them saying that, you know, well, you have demented people. So who knows if they're really, you know, able to assess their pain properly, right?
Exactly. And actually, the VAS was has been validated in mild dementia, but in this trial, they also had moderate and severe dementia.
Right.
And I don't know what kind of answers they were getting.
Right.
What's your pain from 1 to 10? And yes, I don't know what kind of answers they were getting back.
Right.
So what did they find in their results? Something that I found really interesting was actually the baseline scores for all these patients in terms of their pain scale was that the baseline score was 3 out of 10, which seems pretty low.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it's because of partly because of the dementia that's driving these low baseline pain scores, or if they were actually in not that much pain. Then they looked at the patients that got the femoral nerve block, and at 2 hours, 6 hours, and 12 hours, their baseline score of 3 went down to 2 at every time point. Whereas the controls, who just got opiates, at 2 hours, their pain stayed the same. At 6 hours, it went down to 2, and at 12 hours, it went back up to 3. The authors conclude that patients that got the block had lower baseline pain scores, and they had decreased opioid requirements, 40% in the block group versus 83% in the standard group. So their conclusion is that better to give the femoral nerve block for pain. But because of the low baseline pain scores, it's hard to tell if it really made that much of a difference. It was statistically significant, the difference in this study. But is it that clinically significant to get someone from a 3 to a 2? Who knows?
Who knows? But, you know, they're good, right? Elderly patients who have hip fractures have a lot of side effects from opiates.
Yep.
And so femoral nerve blocks have always looked good in studies, and it looks good in this study as well. One thing to remember about femoral nerve blocks is just to, you know, this isn't going to be a surgeon taking care of this patient. So you want to make sure you document your neurovascular exam before you do your nerve block so that there's no question about whether or not, you know, what their neuro status was before you put the block in. So you have to communicate with your surgeon that you're going to do the block and make sure that that's okay with them before they come and assess the patient. That's something to keep in mind. But I agree with you. It's hard when you start at a median pain score of 3, you know, it's hard to really assess how effective this was. And I agree. It's sort of weird that it was so low. But, you know, I applaud them for including the patients with dementia. I do think, like you said, that adds something to our knowledge base about this topic.
Don't forget femoral nerve blocks in old people with hip fractures. They really work.